Thank you, Pastor. Let's give God the praise. Let's give God the glory. The glory that is due to his name. He's an awesome God. He's in the house. God is good. All the time. Amen. I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for him, I would not be here. I give honor to the Panero family, Pastor, Sister Panero, Sister Michaela. You know, I'm thankful for a man of God, a godly man, and a godly family, but I'm thankful that they're engaged. They're engaged in the King's business. I work with a lot of people who are not engaged. There's something about being engaged. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to give honor to a few people. Is that okay?
Yes.
Give honor to Sister Julie. She's my mom. She's packed my lunch. And she was preaching my message to me today in the car on our way to Life in Focus, the prison ministry. And we're blessed. And there was an awesome favor of God that occurred while we were there. They called us out, and they're like, you're blessed. Your program is approved by a special act that helps with reentry. And so the men that are coming out of the prison, they get credit for our class. And that's the work of the Lord. Amen. And they called us out. They singled us out while we were there, showing the favor of God. And it's a blessing, and I can't wait for what the Lord is going to do in through that ministry. And I love and appreciate Sister Julie. She's always been knocking on my door. I give honor to my tia. She's the reason, part of the reason I'm here. She put the fear of God in me and let me watch those rapture, got me all about the rapture, put the fear of God in me at a young age. And I give honor to my mom this evening as well. You know, she was diagnosed with lupus. She was going to die. She was in the hospital at a very young age. Well before I was born. And in the hospital room, there was a fireball. She saw a fireball, and she saw it coming at her, and she was touched by God. And she's still here today. And I honor them. They are my mothers. Amen, in Jesus' name. I would like to draw our attention to Job chapter 38, verse 25. Job chapter 38, verse 25, and it says, who has divided a water course for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder? Then in John chapter 7, verse 38, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, in John chapter 7, verse 38, it says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, what was he referring to? Joel 2:28, right? He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let's pray. Lord, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Jesus. Lord, have your way in this house tonight, God. Minister to your people, God. Use me for your glory, God. Anoint my lips of clay, God. Lord, help me to get out of your way, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, let your will be accomplished in this place, God. Let those waters flow, God. Let the fire fall in this place, God. Let it hit the internet stream, God. Touch the person who's listening on their job, God. Touch the backslider, God, that's in their car who sees no hope, God. Speak to our hearts and to our minds today, God, in Jesus' name. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Praise God. The word of the Lord says in Psalms chapter 19, starting at verse 1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Amen. All of creation is a measure of God's infinite wisdom. We are an expression of God's love made in his image. We are made in his image. Our identity is an absolute and essential object of study. Our identity, walking in dominion, is based on our ability to recognize who we are. We were made on purpose for a purpose. Amen. If you believe it, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. There's something about showing the Lord a witness of belief that you believe. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah, Jesus. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. We can walk in these perilous times and not faint. I'd like to draw back our attention to our opening verse in Job chapter 38, verse 25. It says, who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters? It's supposed to overflow. The waters are supposed to overflow. Who has divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder? The word watercourse there means te'ala. The word, the Hebrew word there is te'ala, which means conduit, watercourse, channel, river. But it also means healing. Take note of that. God's going to do a work today and tonight. It means healing. So it can be read as, who had divided channels for the rain? And this is God speaking to Job out of a whirlwind. In his circumstance, in his trial and tribulation, before the Lord gave him back everything in double. Here's the Lord speaking, and he's saying, hey, I got this. Who has divided the channels for rain? And so in Job chapter 33, starting at verse 14, Job chapter 33 says, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Then he openeth the ears, verse 16. Then he opens the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. Lo, all these things, verse 29 says, lo, all these things worketh God, not just once. Not just twice. If God's ever spoken to you, it says oftentimes. God is always speaking. God speaks in a multiplicity of ways. A multiplicity of ways. And as I was reading my Bible reading, and I was reading through the book of Job, and I loved it because the Bible reading started with the book of Job, and what an incredible book to start with. And I was kind of slumbering in the night. I don't know about you, if you've ever been there. I'm sure you have. You're slumbering and you're reading, you're getting your scripture in, you fall asleep, you have a dream, and this scripture stands out, and you kind of just pass it by. But the Lord drew me back in. He said, read it again. Job, our opening verse about God dividing the watercourse. And so he drew me to that attention, to that focus on watercourse. And he said, and he was working on my heart. And here's what he said. I don't want to get in the way. I'm just going to share what he gave me. He said, live for the day. Live for the day. Live for the moment. My people have access to streams and water flows in these perilous times. He wants us to step into deep engagement. There is a healing river and a channel for rain, grace like a river. God is always speaking. Lord, let me hear when nobody is listening. Sincerity broadens our window of hearing the voice of God. That place where we can say, like the songwriter, nothing really matters but touching you, Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. We must be led by the Spirit, by the voice of God. When God fills you with his Spirit, he fills you with completeness. He fills you with God's very best, with heaven's fullness. I'll prove it to you. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. This is the Spirit. This is the seven, the workings, the functions of, we know there is one Spirit, one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. But this is perfection, seven perfections. This is perfection. This is God's perfect enablement, God's perfect empowerment that proves that we are the sons of God. You know, there's something about the water, something about God drawing us to the water. We're drawn to the baptism. We're drawn to baptism, right? We're drawn to the waters of baptism. The children of Israel were drawn through the Red Sea. There's something about the water. And so I don't take it lightly that Jesus would say, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers, 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 not just a trickle, not just a sprinkle, but rivers of living water. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1, it says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. There's our invitation. Doesn't matter who we are, where we are, we're invited to come to the waters. We're invited to the flow and the constant stream, the overflowing power of God. Psalms 148 verses 1 through 5, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. All of the heavens declare the works of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19. You know, the stones would cry out if it wasn't for our worship and praise. The walls would tear apart and shout the name of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 says, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. You see, there's something about water. God sent a mist from the ground to water Eden in Genesis chapter 2. Around 2400 BC, he broke up the fountains of the deep and opened the windows of heaven to flood the earth. Then a year later, he ordained the refraction of light, rainbows, as a promise. You see, in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, all of the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Note this. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, they flow, and they return again. Okay. In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1, it says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will. We are a conduit for his glory. Amen. I'm not supposed to stop the flow. You are not supposed to stop the flow. Those drums are not my drums. This pulpit is not my pulpit. I'm supposed to flow. We are supposed to flow. You're supposed to flow rivers of living water. We are a conduit for his glory. The best ability. I love what I heard one time. I forgot who said it. I think it was maybe one of the bishops, Bishop Foster. It said, the best ability is availability. I'd like to draw our attention back to John chapter 7, verse 38. It says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. We need the river to flow. The river is supposed to flow. The river is not supposed to stop. No flow, and all you have left is stagnation and recycled experiences. You have yesterday's touch. Or you have dumpster water, like Brother Jurassic talked about. Powerful, powerful word of God. Amen. Get out of the dumpster. Amen. So if we're stopping the flow, we're messing with dumpster water. The river is supposed to flow. We're supposed to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I believe it. The river is supposed to flow. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, we stop. God doesn't want us to stop there. That's not an anthem. That's not an anthem. We are supposed to seek ye first the kingdom of God and manifest the kingdom on our job, manifest the kingdom in our car, manifest the kingdom at work, on the street, to the person at Starbucks, to the gas attendant who's been hearing nothing but complaints about the gas. We are supposed to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Amen. Amos chapter 5, verse 24 says, but let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. So if you find righteousness, it's supposed to flow like a mighty stream. From the very beginning, man was settled in constant flow, an increasing flow. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed," in verse 10, "and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads." This is the beginning. This is the Garden of Eden. The name of the first is Pishon. The word for Pishon means increase. Notice the four heads, the four rivers. From the very beginning of time, the first river means increase, that which compasseth the whole land of Havilah. Verse 13 says, "And the name of the second river is Gihon," which means bursting forth. Again, we're not supposed to just touch the river. It's not just a sprinkle or a trickle. It's supposed to increase. We were planted in increase. Man was created and planted in a place of increase, in a place of bursting forth. In verse 14, "And the name of the third river is Hiddekel," which means rapid. "That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates," which means fruitfulness. So notice the progression. Notice the increase. Increase, bursting forth, rapid, mighty waters as a mighty stream, rivers flowing. Prayer is the key to the flow. I said all of that to say that prayer is the key to the flow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Prayer is the vehicle or the conduit that allows the river to flow. No prayer, no flow. Prayer is the industry of our faith. I want more flow, which means I want more prayer. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 10 says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. You know, the word dispensation there is the Greek word for dispensation. If you study that, it means oikonomia. That's where we get the word economy. So we talk about being in the dispensation of grace. The word oikonomia means the administration of one's household. It means to oversee someone's household. It means stewardship. It's likened to stewardship. And so this is where we get the word economy. So what does this mean? This means that we are supposed to be stewards of God's economy. Amen. Prayer is the industry. Prayer industry means work. Prayer is the industry of our faith. Amen. I feel the witness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Prayer is the industry, and faith without works, if industry means work, faith without works is dead. Prayer is an essential spiritual practice. Prayer is the breath of faith. When prayer is fervent, God is present. The kind of relationship you have with God determines the level of access, intimacy, and intensity you experience in the kingdom. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ gave us the ultimate model of prayer in Matthew chapter. I didn't give this to the media team, but this is why the Lord Jesus Christ was able to say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." That's the product of relationship with the Father. So he was able to say "Our Father" as a model of how to pray. But it was based on relationship. Okay. I'd like to draw our attention to Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 3 through 5. When you talk about the four stages in connection with waters, we talked about increase and flow and rapids and fruitfulness. Pastor preached about getting our feet wet. Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 3 says, "And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters." The waters were to the ankles. This is where we dip our toes. The waters were to the ankles. That's where we start to walk. That's where we start to walk and start to progress in our faith. And that's where we start to get into that first dimension, the first level of prayer and relationship with God. I'm saying all of this to say that we can progress in our relationship with God. We can progress power and witness of his glory. We can progress to what the Lord shows us and what he's speaking from throughout scripture. In the book of Revelation, it talks about, "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." There is a progression. It's like God is saying, "You're just scratching the surface. I want you to to engage, but to dig deep, and it's time for deep engagement. So the first, the waters were to the ankles. In verse 4, the waters were to the knees. This is where we worship. Knees. Knees, it's a symbol. It's a posture of worship. We go from walking in the spirit to worshiping. And then in verse 4, the waters were to the loins. That's where we start to work, and it's a work to keep a hold of the faith. It's a work. God will wean you. God will wean you to a place of total dependency. I'll talk about it in just a bit. The waters were to the loins. And then in verse 5, it says, a river to swim in. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen. Waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. So here we have progress. Here we have, notice the progression. This is an illustration of how we must progress and increase depth in our spiritual life. Amen? This is a call to go deeper, a place where you're talking about when you're swimming in the river, that's a place where we're comfortable and carried by God's currents. We're supposed to walk by faith, live by faith, move by faith. The Spirit is supposed to flow. So what are some hindrances to the flow of prayer? Well, we know that prayer is the key to the flow. We know that prayer is key. If you believe that prayer is key, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. What are some hindrances to the flow of prayer? There's some real hindrances to the flow of prayer. There are some real struggles that we run into. This is flesh. The flesh warreth with the spirit. We're wrapped in flesh. We're going to be wrapped in flesh until the Lord comes. The hindrances to the flow of prayer, one of them is condemnation. Condemnation, or perhaps pride, or perhaps fear, or perhaps shame, or occupation, or busyness, or a big one in today's social media age, which is distraction. 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 Another one is self-will. These are hindrances to the flow of prayer. Condemnation, pride, but what does the Bible say? The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. In Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 1, in the very beginning, if you have it, say amen. Amen. Follow me. Amen. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And then the next verse says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. So if you notice in verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, so here we have the Spirit of God, the moving of God's Spirit, moving upon the face of the waters. The source of the flow, the source of everything we are and everything we do and everything we accomplish in the kingdom, the source of everything we aspire for, everything we hope to be, everything we hope to achieve, everything between now and when God says, show me your talent, show me what you've done as a steward, and then he's going to say, hopefully, enter into your reward, my faithful servant. God wants us to be stewards with what he has given us. And so the source of the moving, the source of the flow is God. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. It's the Spirit of God. It's the move of God. It's the voice of God, because it was God who said, God spoke, let there be light, and there was light. And we notice this. We're familiar with this passage of Scripture. We are absolutely familiar with this passage of Scripture as a source of creation. As a source of creation, right? We know in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But there's something powerful when you tie it to identity and what God has done to empower the child of God when they are experiencing the new birth. When they come to the waters, when they are filled with the Spirit. In the beginning, God made you a new creature in Christ. He made you a new creature in Christ. I don't know about you, but I was without form. I was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness. I was in the depths of despair. I was in the depths of darkness. I was in the depths of everything that is ill and wrong with this world. But God moved. He spoke. He drew me. He moved and he drew me to the waters. He drew me to baptism. He drew me to the flow of the Spirit. I started to feel something when I was in this house. I started to feel the move of God, and it drew me. Every time I would clap my hands, every time I would give God praise, I could feel something when I first came to God, and it's intensified ever since. But it was the moving of God's Spirit. Thank God he moved or we would not be here. Thank God he loved us before we loved him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So then the word of the Lord in that passage of scripture, this is the creation, and we pass by this, the opening first three verses of the Bible, without realizing that this is what God did for us. God spoke, and we responded to his call with the revelation of needing to be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with his Spirit. Everything we do flows from him, from his presence, from his Spirit, his voice. We need God. We need God's move. We need God. We need him in this hour, in these perilous times. We need the flow of God. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, here's why, for his glory. Everything we are and everything we do is for his glory. Everything we do, our worship, our prayer, making time to make time, living to pray and praying to live, shows all that he is our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Amen? Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. So drawing our attention to this verse is the power that worketh in us. That's the flow. The flow, the power is supposed to work in us. The power is supposed to work on our job. The power is working in us. God is, there's Bible that says that God is walking in the circuits of us as a vessel. He's walking in us, searching those deep places. He knows the hidden places of our heart. He knows what you're worried about. He knows you're down sitting, you're uprising. He's concerned with what you're concerned about. He's your help. He wants to turn your hard place into a high place of worship and praise. He is concerned. That's why it says, in an acceptable time have I heard thee. This is the word of the Lord. I've heard thee, and in the day of salvation, I have helped thee and will preserve thee. There's your promise. There is my promise that the Lord has heard my cry. He's heard my tears in affliction and in pain. He's heard my hunger and my thirst. He wants to respond. He is responding to us and saying, I have helped thee, I will help thee, and I will preserve thee from all evil. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil in these perilous times. He has graven us upon the palms of his hands. Amen. He knows each and every one of us, from the person that just walked through the door to the person who's been here for 40 years. And there's a power that worketh in us, a power that worketh in us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 9, it says, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, here's the industry of our faith. Here's faith with works. Here's faith made perfect by our works, is that word diligence. That word, that's the industry of our faith. That's prayer. That's fasting. That's reading. That's being an example of the believer, earnestly contending, making foolproof, doing the work. That's what it means to give diligence to our calling and election sure. If you do these things, notice what the Bible says here. If you do these things, If you respond, if you build your altar daily, if you die daily, you shall never fall. This is our promise. We will never fall if we do these things. And if we forget, the Bible says we're blind and we cannot see afar off, which means you cannot see what's coming. The stone that's cut from the mountain, he who is coming soon in the clouds of glory. We cannot see afar off. So when you do these things, you can see off beyond the tribulation, beyond the perilous times, beyond the struggle, beyond the day-to-day activities. You can see afar off, and your calling and election is sure, and you're reaching for it. It's diligent. You're doing what you can. You're doing what you know to do, and you are faithful. Prayer is the industry of our faith. Amen? In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." It doesn't matter what your neighbor is saying. It doesn't matter what your spouse is saying. It doesn't matter what your boss is saying or what the person next to you is saying. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The world can go stir crazy, but we're not going to go stir crazy because we have a solid foundation. We have ingredients of faith. We have ingredients for life, ingredients for a constant flow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you are good. So who is hungry for the flow? Who's hungry for the flow? I want the flow. I want the river to flow in my home. I want the river to flow with my children. I want the river to flow during my morning commute. I want the river to flow on my job, in the prison yard, in the classroom, on the campus, on the job site, at Starbucks, during Friday night Facebook devotion, in the Sunday school classroom, at men's gathering, at ladies' gathering, in the streets of the Santa Maria Valley, in Guadalupe, in Lompoc, in Builton, in Nipomo, in Goleta, Santa Barbara, all throughout San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara County. I want the spirit to flow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we could all stand as the musicians come. You believe it? Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Spirit is supposed to flow. Prayer activates. Prayer is our response. Prayer is us making time for the flow, for the moving of the Holy Ghost, for those rivers of living waters to revive us and heal us and guide us and lead us. It's those rivers of living water that are supposed to flow out of our belly. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is a healing river. There are water courses. Job chapter 38, it talks about those water courses. I want those water courses to flow. I want those places and those rivers to flow. I want to move in a place of increase. I don't want to just get my feet wet. I want to dive in full speed. I want to swim in the waters. Why don't we just reach out to the Lord? Why don't we just reach and just respond to him a little bit? Yeah, that place of hunger. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we need you, God. We're hungry, God, for the flow, God. Lord, we're hungry, God, to flow like a river, God. Let judgment run down like waters, God, and righteousness as a mighty stream, God. Lord, let your work be done in this place, God. Lord, let your healing flow, God. Heal every sickness, God. Every infirmity, God, let your angels minister into this place, God. Release your glory, God. Release your flow, God.